Morning, welcome to another edition of the Berry's Broadcast, updating you on local property news and our comments. I'm Andrew Thompson.
And I'm Marcus Blake.
Morning to you, Marcus. And we've got more news on HS2 making further progress. Apparently they're now getting into doing some surveying, so what is it they're up to?
Right, last week they announced what they call the early access agreement for them to carry out certain surveys. This is so they can come onto the ground and carry out environmental and engineering surveys and inspections.
Fantastic. So is this a fairly standardised agreement they now have?
Sort of. What they've actually done is they've produced a document which they've actually been through with the National Farmers Union and the Country Landowners Association, and both those bodies have signed up to this document. So it's slightly unusual, in fact, that they've got no compulsory powers of access at all, but they've been to the main sort of landed bodies and agreed something with them on how they can then take access at these early stages.
Okay, so whilst it's not compulsory, I'm assuming if you've got land that's effective, it's not in your interest to sort of ban them from your land, or indeed you can't ban them from your land, would I be right?
Well, you don't have to let them onto your ground. They're incentivising people to let you onto the ground by actually offering £1,000 access payment. And the purpose of the payment is actually just to allow them on to carry out 2 non-invasive surveys, and then if they want to do any other works, so they're going to make further payments as well.
That sounds not unreasonable just for walking over your land, does it?
Well, some of the surveys that they say they might want to carry out will be quite intrusive. They're talking about cutting some quite big trenches in the ground, etc., for some of the engineering surveys. The important thing is the early surveys they're going to be doing are more the ecological surveys, bird surveys, badger surveys, etc. And they are quite time critical. That's why they're wanting to get onto the ground now. So the main thing is property owners, if you're on the route or if you're a tenant on the route, expect HS2 to be in contact very shortly to see about you entering into these agreements. And if you need any help with them, there's provision for professional fees to be paid. So come and have a chat with us.
Fantastic, Marcus. Thanks for the update.
Thank you.